How Do You Fall by Underpass from Red Reflection here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's me, Jesse, with Jamie.
Hi.
And Besh. Hello. Hello. Oh, you said hello. Yeah, we just heard from Underpass, which is made up of members of Rooms. I don't know if we've, like, gone out and done the whole who are these people we've talked about who are in the band entirely, because we've mentioned Enzio, and we've mentioned your sister. Is that it?
In Rooms?
Yeah.
I think for a long time my friend Caitlin played guitar, and then my friend Dan Lone has historically sang with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Ellis was playing the drums for a while. Alex, who's the singer in Underpass, has been filling in while we try to find a drummer. So he's non-committal to being the drummer, but he's been playing with us, helping out, saving the day.
That's how you get them, right? That's how you get a drummer.
Yeah, I mean, our next show was supposed to be my birthday, so I don't see how he could possibly back out of drumming for that. But, I mean, you know, maybe hopefully he won't. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. But no, in Underpass, it's Alex and Marita and Dan and Nikki. So half, 50% mm-hmm. are in Rooms. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Dan is probably... like, so my first exposure to you and your music and to Green Belt, and that was through Bad Fate.
Okay.
Because I interviewed them for a magazine article or something. And I ended up going to a show at... The mansion, I want to say. And, yeah, I think Greenbelt or some permutation of Greenbelt were playing shows there. Anyway, just a trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
I didn't have a question
or anything.
I was just reminiscing. Sorry.
Since you've had, like, a pretty, like, long career in Vancouver's music scene, How have you seen it evolve over time? Aside from the fact that, like, those kids bring new music types that we've certainly noticed over the last bit, but is there anything that you picked up as the scene itself has kind of changed and evolved that has piqued your interest?
You know, I feel like I've dipped out quite a bit and then re-entered. And sometimes it feels like you have to start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I've always felt like there's always so many levels, I feel like, and I don't even try to, like, break through those because I don't know. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I just feel like there's so many big amps and so many dude bands.
Yeah.
And there's so much money out there, but it seems like they always get it all. And then, I don't know. I just... it's always kind of the same. I know there's amazing things happening.
Right.
I know there's always going to be scenes under scenes under scenes, and totally. I love that about music. I've always liked to just take a space and create a show or make a show out of nothing. So, I mean, I know people are doing that, and it's great. And, yeah, I'm really excited about local music right now. Mm-hmm. I love the band Soyjoy.
Mm-hmm.
They're also on my list, and they're playing a pretty important fundraiser on the 27th.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're playing a Green Auto.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play one of their songs?
Yeah.
Since we somehow got to this.
What about them is it that you...
I mean, besides being, like, very 90s, they're just, like, so radical and... open, which I think is cool. We played with them last weekend, and I love all their songs. Their songwriting is—I'm just, like, blown away that someone so young could be so great at songwriting.
Well,
I was just glued.
Literally every single episode of this show that we have done for the last, like, 3 years has been like, these 18-year-olds are doing absolutely incredible things. Like, this is wild.
Well, and with Soyjoy, you say, like, they are quite young, but they've also been putting out great stuff for a long time already.
Yeah, they have so many releases. So it's many intimidating. Releases.
Yeah.
So
you had Metal Dragons and Pinecones and Seashells on your list. Do you have a preference?
Let me see here. Are they both on there?
Yeah, they're both on the Reaching.
Yeah, maybe EP. Metal Dragons.
Cool. All right, so from Soyjoy, this is Metal Dragons.
was Soy Joy with Metal Dragons off the Reaching EP. You listen to it on the Vancouver mixtape. They've got a show coming up. That was the one that we were just alluding to. That is on Friday, January 27th, with number one special, Soy Joy, Lilux, and the Apocalypse, TJ Felix, and the Joy Soys. Suspicious. That's at Green Auto. It's $15 or pay what you can. Doors at 7, show at 8. Are you going to go to that?
I hope to.
Yeah.
I have not been to a show yet at Green Auto, but I've seen posters popping up everywhere with all sorts of shows that I want to go to that are happening there. So
yeah, it's lovely. It's a really nice venue. So
PPE is strongly encouraged, that show, just in case. But you find more about that, I guess, on the Soy Joy Instagram. They were sharing a story for that. So it's @SoyJoyMusic. See if we can find it, maybe share it on our socials as well.
We are here with Besh from Rooms, where we've been talking about all sorts of things: labor, exploitation, music, bandmates, history, family. It's been all over the place.
Yeah, did you just announce that you were Year of the Rabbit? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a big year for me and all the other rabbits out there. So I also found out I'm a fire rabbit today. So
I've always thought there's something fiery about you. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I guess I technically am also a fire rabbit too then.
No, I guess so.
Because we're both 87 babies, right? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you're fire. I don't know what element. I don't know how you figure that part out.
I read that it had to do with the number that your birth year ended in, but would just be the same as your animal. So maybe I'm wrong. That's based on very quick Googling. I'm not professing to be any sort of zodiac expert.
Fake scientist Jesse over here.
That's me. we have been talking about your newest album, Don't Be Yourself. I'm obviously struggling to come to exactly the idea I'm trying to get across. But listening to it, it really, I felt like I was like sitting in your living room listening to you sing the songs to me. Like, it felt very personal and intimate. And I wonder, like, is that just the way you write songs, or is that like a specific thing you were trying to do with this record, or did that it just happen this record?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I feel like a lot of the last couple years I've been like lullabying my kid, so sure. Maybe that does have something to do with it, some kind of indirect influence. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to sound just like, yeah, I guess kind of intimate. Enzio added his guitar parts, which are my favorite guitar parts in the whole world. And I felt like those were enough in a lot of circumstances. So I guess it is like really raw, and the lyrics are very direct. So I don't know. It could have been the little, like, cabin-esque recording studio we used in East Van. And everything just, like, nothing needed to be too loud or too blown out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself writing music, like, the type of music that you listen to a lot of? Or is it just what comes out of you?
Yeah, I think so. I have a hard time finding other music like mine for some reason. But I do tend to, like, sort of confessional reality based. I don't know. It just depends on what you... I guess I like lots of different music, actually.
There's something about, like, the hyper-literal lyrics that, is, like, even if it's a specific narrative or story, for whatever reason, is so much more captivating, right? Because you as a listener just have to propel yourself into whatever it is that you are saying and, like, find something relatable in something that is incredibly specific. Because I mean, maybe you're not polling your audience this way, but, like, have people said that they've shared experiences that you've outlined in your songs before? Is that something you've connected with other people on?
Yeah, I think people have brought that up before. I was talking to Chris on his show, Chris Riffick's show, and he brought up that song of mine, Let's Play Getting Closer, which is about, like, anxiety and, like, trying to make the first move in intimacy when you're, you know. But he kind of, like, described that to me as, like, that was what he, it just, like, nailed exactly, like, what he's experienced. And I thought that was kind of funny. Because mm-hmm. I think, like, leading up to that anyway, I mean, nothing special, right? Like, all of those things, we all experience them and in some way, some mm-hmm. weird way, it sort of can resonate with everyone to some degree.
Yeah. Everyone's experience is unique, but also has happened so many different times. And
exactly.
Happens, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of nice, too, hearing, like, somebody else's take or descriptor of, I don't know, it's kind of like why social media is so good is because, or, like, why it's so popular is because somebody will describe, like, a really, like, niche way of feeling or niche experience in a really unique way and be like, oh, yeah, 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 that's exactly it.
I'm sure that a whole bunch of late bloomers were like, you know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of, yeah, anyway, it's a funny subject position, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song on the record?
Let's see.
I'll pull up the list again.
I mean, Laying in Lavender was really, helped me a lot in my grieving for my friend Travis, who passed away. I wrote that after learning a little bit about grief and loss through, like, a narrative perspective and how it's okay to let the person exist in your day-to-day and refer to them and to be honest about how present they are. So that, for me, was really powerful. Let's see what else. I Get Pulled In. A song about isolation and extreme loneliness when you become a parent. Your friends just basically disappear. It's kind of a crazy... But yeah, that's just about, like, literally laying there staring at the wall. I mean, exactly how I say the song. It's like wondering, you know, what are they doing? What are they doing? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't need to say the lyrics. but trying to describe, like, what that's like is, like... Anyway, yeah, so...
Yeah. Cool. Well, would you rather listen to Laying in Lavender or I Get Pulled In? Or a different one entirely?
We can listen to I Get Pulled In.
Cool.
Sorry.
Officially the longest song of the night, folks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's about going home for lunch on my lunch break and then just, like, getting pulled into, you know, being there and not wanting to go back to work, basically.
See, that is an extremely relatable experience. Yeah. I've got out for lunch. I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to do part two of today. I'm good to go.
it's a real feeling.
It's a real feeling.
All right.
Cool. Let's pull it up.
Here it is. I Get Pulled In.
Let's get pulled in.
Everyone will know how to describe that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Expecting it all to fall.
I get pulled in from the record, Don't Be Yourself, by Rooms, here on the Vancouver Mixtape. We're joined by Besh. We have been all hour. We've been talking about so many different things. You can find podcasts of our show, past episodes, at cgsf.ca, and occasionally when we get around to uploading them, also on the places most people get podcasts, like Apple Podcasts and Google Play and all that. So check there, and you'll be able to find past episodes. We're also live right now on cgsf.ca, and we've been all night. We've been finding segues and missing our off-ramps to plug the music that we've been secretly wanting to play all night. Besh shared before the show that there were some unreleased Loose Tights singles. Not singles, there's three of them. I guess they're just unreleased tracks that you were excited to play to maybe, you know, get things shaken up out there in the universe and maybe get things rolling on maybe getting these put out somewhere, maybe? Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be nice. We have to play a Loose Tights song.
Mm-hmm.
We've just been sitting on these mixes for, I don't know, it must be like 8 years or something, and we've made attempts through the years to contact Stephen Hamm, who recorded for us, and he's been totally down to do it, and then we lose touch, and then we get busy, and anyway, so yeah, we're putting it out into the universe for ourselves to do something do something with these recordings.
Yeah, and yeah. There's three of them, so
there's three. You pick whichever track you want to play.
Cool.
It's totally random.
Well, it's not totally random because I have exercised my own decision power.
okay.
So it's I've chosen Bodies because I wanted to hear the track Bodies, and I think you out there will probably enjoy this too.
Jesse also hoping it is a Drowning Pool cover.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm ready to just listen to a great track by Loose Tights instead. This is an unreleased track called Bodies here on the Vancouver Mixtape. We'll be right back. released Loose Tights track called Bodies here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We've been here all hours with all hour, only 1 hour, with Besh from Rooms. We've been talking all about the new record, Don't Be Yourself, and just generally, I think having a good time. I've been having a good time.
Thanks for having me. It's been really fun.
It's been great to have you on the show.
Thanks for playing that track.
Of course.
That was really fun to hear.
Yeah.
I think more people would enjoy hearing it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Whose arm do we need to twist to release it?
Yeah. Thanks.
And unfortunately, though, that's kind of the top of the hour. That's about it. So, Besh, where can people find your music? Where can people buy it? Where can people support you, follow you, etc.?
Yeah, I'm on Bandcamp. You have to go to Rooms with three O's.
Three O's.
Because it's just the name that everyone has. And I have a tape on No Sun Recordings, so you can go to their shop and order the tape there.
We have a copy of it here in the studio. You can hear what it sounds like. It's a real cassette. It's pink.
That's with physical media right there.
A lovely mint green case. Sure, I'll call it mint. It's beautiful. And it sounds great. And, yeah, support Besh and Rooms. Go buy the record. And you can get it on Bandcamp. As we said also. Okay, well, that's about it for this show, the Vancouver Mixtape. We'll be back probably next week. And until then, just take care of yourself. Go to Rooms with three O's, rooms.bandcamp.com. And yeah, thanks for listening. Take care of yourself. Bye.